Good morning. It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, August the 12th, and this is Morning Ireland with Louise Byrne and Audrey Carvel. The news is read by Susan Jackson.
In the United States, the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has announced Kamala Harris as his running mate in the November election. Ahead of his formal acceptance of the nomination next week, Mr. Biden said the California senator was a fearless fighter and someone he was proud to have as his partner in the campaign. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Back in 2016, California Senator Kamala Harris became only the second ever black woman to be elected to the U.S. Senate. She's now the first black woman on a U.S. presidential ticket. Announcing her as his running mate last night, Joe Biden said Kamala Harris had been a fearless fighter for the little guy and was someone he was proud to have as his partner in the campaign. She said she was honored to join Joe Biden on the ticket. The two will make their first joint appearance later today at an event in Delaware. Reacting to the announcement, the U.S. President Donald Trump said Kamala Harris was nasty and disrespectful. His campaign released an attack ad describing her as a phony. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
The National Public Health Emergency Team will meet today to review the latest trends on COVID-19. Figures overnight show that the number of confirmed cases in hospital and in intensive care has reduced. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Last night, the Department of Health reported one further death and 35 new cases of COVID-19. It's the lowest number of daily cases reported in 2 weeks. Most new cases are linked to outbreaks rather than community transmission. Also, new figures from the HSE show that the number of confirmed cases in hospital and in intensive care has reduced. There are now 11 confirmed cases in hospital, down from 14 yesterday. And 5 of these patients are in intensive care, a reduction of 2 on yesterday's figures. There are also 125 suspected cases of the virus in hospitals. The National Public Health Emergency Team will meet today to review the latest trends on COVID-19. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn said the number of cases is likely to rise and fall this week.
Employers will be entitled to a financial incentive of €3,000 to take on apprentices under a new scheme to be announced later today. The Minister for Higher Education and Innovation, Simon Harris, wants to expand the model to include more sectors of the economy as it recovers from COVID-19. Here's Mary Regan of our political staff.
Over 18,000 people are currently undertaking an apprenticeship across a wide range of occupations, from electrical, construction and engineering to healthcare, information technology and financial services, areas where Minister Harris would like to see the model expanded. He says it's an exciting option for people of different ages and backgrounds and for career changers as well as school leavers. He says he wants to see the numbers grow, and the government provided funding in the July stimulus package for this purpose. Today he will announce a €3,000 financial incentive for employers who've taken on apprentices between March and the end of the year. He says these apprentices will play a key part in Ireland's recovery and the country's future.
New Zealand has postponed the dissolution of Parliament ahead of a general election after new cases of coronavirus put the country's largest city, Auckland, back into lockdown. But the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, told a news conference that no decision had been made on whether to postpone the poll. The 4 new cases from a single family comprised the first outbreak by community transmission in more than 100 days. The source of the infection is still unknown, with no links to overseas travel. New Zealand's Director General of Health is Dr. Ashley Bloomfield.
We are working hard to put together the pieces of the puzzle about how this family became infected and to contact trace anyone who may have had or been in contact with them. We're prepared to test tens of thousands of people in coming days so we can see if there are any more cases of COVID-19 in our community.
The European Union has said the Belarus presidential election, which returned the authoritarian president Alexander Lukashenko to office, has been neither free nor fair. The EU has threatened to impose sanctions on those responsible for violence, unjustified arrest and falsification of election results. More than 2,000 people have been detained and protests have continued in Belarus for a third night. Mr. Lukashenko's main challenger, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, has gone to neighbouring Lithuania. Two leading pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong have been freed on bail a day after they were arrested under the new national security law imposed by China. The media tycoon Jimmy Lai was the first to be released, followed by the campaigner Agnes Chow. Both were arrested on allegations of colluding with foreign forces, uttering seditious words and conspiracy to defraud. Ms. Chow, whose passport was seized by police, warned campaigners of the increased risks they face.
Over the years, I've been arrested 4 times in total. Of all of those arrests, to be honest, this has been the most frightening experience. So when I imagine that there will be other people from Hong Kong who find themselves facing a tougher and more painful situation than me, I know that it's a difficult choice to continue to walk this road in the fight for democracy.
And the time is just 6.5 minutes past 8.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Centra. Make the most of summer. We've everything you need at Centra.
Mist and fog may linger for a time this morning, but will clear gradually to leave a mainly dry day with sunny spells. A few showers are possible along southern coast by evening. Warm and humid with highest temperatures of 19 to 25 degrees, warmest in Munster.